This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Colleague and Clarion brethren. Barry, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
You're killing it, brother. Love your work on KDK TV.
Thank you, sir.
This story is going viral. Hashtag free baby.
I know.
I didn't know you couldn't have a deer for a pet, but it's caused a lot of consternation. So give us kind of the details behind this.
Yeah, so I didn't know either. And you know how this is, Larry, when you work in this business. I went in yesterday, was handed a criminal complaint against a woman in Connellsville who was arrested for having a deer. And I'm reading this criminal complaint. I'm going, what in the world is going on? So long and short, I managed to get a hold of her. And I'm like, her name's Tammy. I'm like, Tammy, can we, if you mind, if we drive down there and talk to you about what's going on? So sure enough, we did. So here's what's up. 2 years ago, a fawn was found, apparently, who one of the neighbors thought was very poorly and not doing well. So they kind of nursed it back to health. Well, the neighborhood, the entire neighborhood, and let me set up this neighborhood for you, because when we say Fayette County, Connellsville, I want you to know that we're a few blocks from a beautiful golf club with very nice homes. So picture that kind of neighborhood. And this woman had a fenced-in backyard, and long and short, in 2 years, this neighborhood has kind of loved this deer, raised it as their own, had a collar on it, a dog collar, with tags that says, this is our domesticated deer, and got it vaccinated, got it castrated, which I know raises a lot of eyebrows, to keep it calm so it could be a nice kind of pet. But here's the bottom line. I talked to the Game Commission several times yesterday, because why did the Game Commission show up? And if you saw the video, if you haven't seen it, go to the CBS YouTube page or my Twitter page, and you can see the story there. Rather violently ropes and ties this very well-beloved deer and takes it away, with literally the neighborhood screaming, you're hurting baby, you're hurting baby. Here's the bottom line, Larry. If any wild animal, a raccoon, a deer, anything, is born in the wild, and that's what makes it a wild animal, they fall under the Game Commission and is illegal in Pennsylvania to own that as a pet. One might say, well, what about petting zoos or deer farms and these types of things? If a deer or an wild animal is born in captivity, now they fall under the Department of Agriculture, and with the correct paperwork, they can be a pet. Bottom line, the Game Commission is saying, baby was born in the wild. It's a wild animal. You legally cannot have him, a two-year-old buck. So they came and took it away. And people are just, as you say, the story has gone viral and are up in arms saying, give baby back. They love baby. And I'll tell you, Larry, they love Baby, this entire neighborhood. They love this deer as their pet, so they're quite upset.
Nobody can put Baby in a corner.
That's what some of the comments says, exactly.
I'm sure. Oh, man, that's, I didn't realize that you couldn't have a deer as a pet. I know it's super rare, but to actually have a criminal complaint, and then they, where is Baby?
Well, okay, so let me explain the criminal complaint. So apparently for several hours, the Game Commission showed up. Tammy is the woman's name, was showing the paperwork. Look, I filed all the paperwork. A disabled woman lives with her. They have it registered as an emotional support pet for this disabled woman. Again, well-loved, well-taken care of deer. But the bottom line, because it was not born in captivity, if it were born in captivity, that'd be fine. Because it wasn't, it isn't. And this is what the Game Commission told me. That'll answer your question very quickly. They're saying, Barry, look, you have to understand. I know people think, look, a beautiful white-tailed, docile deer, a very sweet little pet. But they said, we have story after story of people who have done this. And once that buck goes into rut or mating season, we have stories where suddenly they are mauling their owners or trampsing them or, you know, with their antlers going after them. And it, there is serious concern and danger to the people in that neighborhood. While they may be great 350 days a year, for those 15 days a year, they actually become, they can.
So it's like spring, dangerous. Spring break.
Yeah, exactly. Going to the spring break. So where is Baby? The Game Commission tells me Baby has not been euthanized, because that's their big concern. That Baby is at an undisclosed location while they're trying to figure out what they will do next. Now, in the meantime, Tammy and this neighborhood, they've got lawyers. Of course, she has a court date because she has is facing several charges of her trying to stop them from taking Baby. So this is a definite ongoing developing story worth following for sure.
And I highly recommend you see Baby. Follow Barry Pintar, KDK TV, hashtag free baby. Well, right. How are you going to top that story today?
I know. Well, you know, I had Lucky the dog, and then I was in the wildfire, so I just kind of get these stories that I'm known for. But Baby is, yeah, people are invested. And I got to say, there are a contingent of people out there, just so you know, who are saying, this is ridiculous. No one should try to take a wild animal because, of course, Baby can't be released back into the wild now. So there are people who are saying she should never have it in the first place, but the vast majority of people are saying, give the woman in this neighborhood their deer back who they love and take care of. Now it's up to the Game Commission, bottom line.
Their emotional support animal. Barry, yeah. great stuff. Thank you.
My pleasure, Larry, always.
Keep us posted. The great Barry Pintar from KDK TV. You got to see Baby, right, Aaron? You saw
right.
Baby. Now, do you want a free baby?
I'd like to see Baby.
Go
free
back.
In the wild.
Yeah. Go let him have Baby.
Yeah, not in the wild, I guess, but
no,
back in the backyard.
Yeah, they neutered the thing. It's going to be trouncing around in a wild. No, you can't. You got to keep Baby.